worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
69!
Mickey, that's what's going on. It's a freak accident. My name is Crisco. I am your host, and I have my crew as well.
Okay!
I was hoping you'd pick up on that. Of course, I've got Lazy E.
Yes, you do!
And I've got Mick E.
Oh, make it stop.
All right, it's done.
Thank you.
AfreakAccident.com is the website. If you're still listening at this point,
nope.
You may not be. You might have just noped right out of here. But if you are, AfreakAccident.com, and feel free to send us an email as well. Freaks@AfreakAccident.com. Include your mailing address, and we'll send you some free stickers. Just because, you know, if you took the time to, you know, shoot us a little nice email, then... what's the least we could do but send you some stickers, some swag to plaster yourself in your town with?
Just a little email-y poo.
That's it.
That's all you got to do. Little
poo-poo email.
We just talk to you like this.
Yeah,
you
give it a little poo.
Please don't.
Yeah, just pinch those cheeks.
I can't take today. This isn't happening.
It's already started this way. Think about how it goes after this.
What is up with you? Just a lot?
I made it here. We're doing good. Yay.
She's got a...
That's more positive than she's ever been, so I'm going for it.
That's been the most genuine smile I've ever seen, which the only thing that makes me believe is that this whole starting her own business thing is slowly breaking her.
Yes, yes it is.
Breaking her physically, psychologically, so the walls are coming down and we're just getting pure, undiluted Mickey now on a freak accident.
Took this long. 69 episodes.
Yeah. Yep.
She hit.
Yeah. 69 episodes, two shows, and now she's finally, we've finally gotten to the core of your apple.
Maybe.
Or something like that.
Sure, we'll go with
we've
it.
We've got to the nuggety center.
Ew. Ew.
Yeah, what? No.
No, don't do that ever. The
nuggety
center of Mickey.
Yeah.
Gross.
You're filled with nuggets.
Nougat.
All white bean nuggets. Or nougat. One of those.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yes.
Apparently you got to your nutty core too.
I did. Yeah. 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 No. You sit through enough orientation and job shadowing and it does things to you, you know?
You're turning it into a career.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm turning changing jobs into a new career.
Would that make you an oriental?
Because I always go through orientation. I get it. I love it, too. I'm not going to lie to you.
Come on, that was great.
That was fantastic.
Oh,
very good.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
So I wanted to pitch something to you guys.
Yeah.
Mickey, have you ever belonged to a gym? Have you ever had a membership at a gym?
Yes.
You have, okay.
Well, the YMCA, but...
That's fine. Yeah. It's the same exact thing. E, I know you have.
Yes.
Okay, and obviously I have a gym right now. I have that shirt that you guys love so much.
The gym.
And so this morning, though, I don't know what it was about this morning. The gym was filled with weirdos, though.
Oh, that's early morning gym.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've gone early morning gym before, and it's never been like... this was a high concentration of weirdo.
Well, I'm trying to correlate it.
There were two guys there that were definitely like from certain adult entertainment. Where, you know, let me put it this way. It's the two guys that try to lure the girl onto their van to go somewhere with them.
Oh.
I totally got that vibe off of them while they were sitting there, like, very obviously flirting with the girl who makes the milkshakes at the shake bar.
Oh,
and I'm just
good.
Like, this is really, really weird. And then there was just other weirdos there, too. Like, above and beyond, like, because you've got your standard gym bro.
Right.
You know what I mean, the guy who does one rep with a lot of weight and then, whoa! woo, drops his weight, running around high-fiving his boys, you know, and everything else, flexing in the mirror for 10 minutes, and then he gets, like, one more rep in on his next set, you know, so, but that guy, every gym has that
guy.
Well,
you come to expect it when you join a gym at that point.
The gym bro is like the fries of the McDonald's Happy Meal, yeah. You know, when it comes to your fitness experience.
If you don't have it, you're going out of business.
Exactly. He is your fries, okay? Yeah. But the question I wanted to pitch to you guys was, what was the weirdest person or thing you've seen at the gym?
I think the weirdest one I've ever experienced, it was this kid who was doing, like, the row machine. Like, nothing much, just rowing. The second he hit one row, it poured.
His sweat.
His sweat, it looked like a rainforest. I don't know what was wrong with him. I was like, what if he really exhilarated himself?
He just erupted in sweat.
I think he
all of his pores just started secreting.
He burned 1,000 calories with one row. Simply by
Must
sweat.
Be nice.
I know.
That's impressive.
I don't know that, or he's going to die. Could be one or the other.
It's a good thing he's in the gym then, getting himself healthy.
So he could die.
Right.
From sweat.
What about you?
I don't think I've ever really seen anything too weird. Usually I go in those odd hours when there's only like two or three people there and they're all fairly normal.
Now I was going to say, like, you also, I imagine you would probably keep to yourself too. Like,
of
you're
course
not,
I
yeah,
would.
You're not going around looking for trouble or anything like that.
No.
Yeah,
you're not
no.
schmoozing with the people.
You don't
schmooze with people in general.
Yeah,
there was a lot of middle age guys there today.
Well, that's the work crowd.
Oh, okay. That time of the day. But like I said, I've gone in the morning before and it's never been like, I don't know if there was just heavily concentrated today. Everybody just decided to get up and go at the exact same time today. And there was like a lot of weirdos.
Do you know what? Maybe it's because the warm weather hit. There was this study that said, like, once we hit the climate change, like global warming hits total full 100%, they said the world will be more in shape than it ever has been. Because they said warm weather causes people to exercise more.
Or sweat off 1,000 calories like the kid on the row machine.
Yeah, yes, exercise like once a year.
Yeah.
One row.
Yeah.
But that actually did come out. They said because of the heat, it causes people to exercise.
That is the last thing I want to do when it's 90 degrees outside.
I think it's because people start thinking about the beach and they're like, oh, that New Year's resolution. Forgot about it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a guy there, too. Very obviously, he did not know what he was doing. There's a dog. And he was walking around mumbling to himself.
Oh, that
like,
guy you stick
like
away
just
from.
Mumbling numbers and things, and I was like, this is creepy. And then, like, he's doing, like, rope pullbacks, kind of like lean back with the rope attachment on the cable machine.
Right.
Uh-huh. But, like, he pulled it, like, all the way across the gym floor for a leverage. I'm like, dude, like, you just need to get out far enough that the weights aren't touching the weights underneath them. Like, you don't need to pull it all the way back to the mirrors, you know, so that you've got enough lean back to get into this.
I was going to say, maybe he was doing a science experiment.
Yeah, getting the deep burn.
How far can I pull this weight back before, like, a rubber band, it, like, snaps him back forward, you know? And he just eats the machine, the front of the machine. So, listener, if you're a gym goer, a gym dweller, whatever, you've seen some weird stuff, freaksatafreakaccident.com. Share yours, and we'll share it with the world here on the show. You want to see what we're going to talk about today?
I'd like to hear about it.
You could do that, too.
Yeah.
Well, you can actually see it. That's why I'm looking at you when I say this, because you can see it.
Okay, yeah.
Listener, I'm sure you want to hear about it. And if you don't, too bad. You're about to anyway. We've got things not to do when you make a mistake at work.
This could be very useful.
Yeah. We'll tell you two stories, one that will make you cringe, the other will make you crack up.
Let me tell you, the cringe thing is unbelievably cringeworthy. Oh. Mm.
Is that the Alex Jones portion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrific. We've got another round of Finish the Lyric.
Ooh.
Sound effects.
Things.
That wasn't very loud, though. Let's try this again. Finish the Lyric.
There we are.
Bigger pipes.
Batter Men. That's our next movie.
It's going to be the title of the album by Too Much Men.
Yeah, our band, in case you're a new listener.
Why people getting all up in arms over this hair product commercial?
Oh, it's you know what? It's one of those things that you're going to hear it, and you're probably going to go, people a little too oversensitive. Big time.
And girls, you accuse guys of a lot of stuff, but don't worry. We don't even think about it.
Yeah. These are things that you blame us for, and you say we don't do things.
So this is basically us, you know, washing our hands of culpability.
Exactly.
Get ready, Mickey. We're going to give murderers so many outs in that segment.
Yeah.
It's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Saying it's a mistake.
Honest Abe?
It's a mistake.
Oh, I thought it was saying it's Honest Abe. And I was going to say, is this a song about Abraham Lincoln?
It's Men at Work. They're not from America.
So, this article from thegrindstone.com is about things not to do when you make a mistake at work.
And we all make mistakes at work.
This is great advice for me. Starting a new job this week, how to not completely make a fool of myself.
It's good for anybody, because if you probably have continuously did this even if you were at a job for 20 years.
I like this quote from CEO and president of HS Staffing, Bruce Hurwitz, who said, "There's an old saying, it's not the crime that kills you, it's the cover-up." I like that.
It's true. Think about all of these criminals.
Yeah.
They always get caught because they do something just a little too much. A little too stupid.
So you ready to get some tips? Mickey, you can use these two in the starting of Bumps and Beans or whatever it is.
Bumps and Beans, yeah.
Number one, don't wait to admit when you've made a mistake.
Agreed. Because if you own it, you own it.
It's not going to get any better if you wait it out. Michelle D. Rossia, Senior Vice President of Corporate Organizational Development for Winter Wyman, okay, told the Grindstone, always own your mistake, admit it as quickly as possible, explain it, and apologize if it impacted others or the business.
I always get a good laugh out of this because I always admit right up front, and my bosses give me that look of, wait, what? What just happened?
Yeah.
Because no one's ever honest.
Right.
Yeah. What happened? I don't know. I didn't even see it. I wasn't even here.
Plus, if it's a mistake that can be fixed, you could fix it fast before it becomes doubled.
A bigger problem.
Right, yeah. Just admit that you did wrong so that you can fix it and learn from it and move on from it.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me.
Because then you become a liar if you don't.
Yeah.
Next, don't just say you did it and then walk away.
Yeah, you need... What somebody told me when... It was a while ago. It was when I first started the radio job. They're like, you don't say the mistake, you find the solution.
Absolutely.
Because then you look like... Then it's not a mistake because... If you know the solution, you obviously, you know, you can move on.
Interestingly, the article says, try to come up with a solution. That's exactly what it leads off with.
Well, yeah, I said it wrong. If you don't have a solution, then it's not a mistake. It's your stupidity. You don't know how to do your job at that point.
I can neither confirm nor deny any such allegations. Oh, wait, you weren't talking at me.
No. So,
don't admit to it over email.
Yeah, no, email is a very...
impersonal.
Yeah. You can't really admit... It's just like, hey, I did it wrong.
Dear boss, lost $500,000 in credits.
See you Monday.
See you Monday. Best regards, Crisco.
Smiley face.
Yeah. Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah, it also comes off not very genuine. So...
Sorry,
again.
Not sorry.
Yeah.
Well, admittedly, like, don't you think it would kind of take on more of a... There's a greater sense of urgency when you come up to your boss in person and say, listen, this is what I did. Can we fix it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it makes your boss look at you and go, okay, you have the willingness to come to me now and fix it now. That means you still care about your job.
Because, you know, if you send him an email, he or she is just going to say, come to my office, please. We've got to talk about this. Just skip that step and go right to, hey, this is what happened. Let's get around to figuring out how we can fix it.
Yeah, my bad. Let's go.
And I'll take the lashes from the wet noodle later. Don't pawn it off on others.
Yeah, that's not owning your problem. Yeah. If you don't own, I've always had that problem.
Unless it's others' fault.
Well, yeah, but that's again, then we're going to the other person. You know, it's
right.
not your fault. I've always had that problem with people that just come into the radio station. They'll be like, oh, well, it's because this guy. I'm like, you know, if you just said I did it, I'd be like, okay, cool.
Well, this is what this says. Linda Popple of Strategic Communications said she had an employee who made a mistake years ago and handled it beautifully. She accepted full responsibility. In truth, she could have legitimately shared the blame with other staff members, including a proofreader. Hey.
Oh, no. My girlfriend.
She never even brought that up. Career expert Sandra Lamb says, own the mistake immediately. It has far less impact and fewer repercussions if you immediately diffuse it with an admission and a statement of the solution, if there is one. You will be willing to correct the mistake, or a statement of what recompense you will make to make the anyone who suffered to basically make it up to anyone who suffered damage.
Do you know what also is a good thing about admitting the mistake, even if other people were involved? Admitting the mistake shows you have management qualities.
Sure.
Because a manager just has to take it.
Yeah,
they have to take it in the chin.
A manager, and I've never known a manager to admit to making any kind of
mistake.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, me.
Yeah, okay.
At my job, I own it.
That's different. You're perfect. You don't make mistakes.
Oh. Yeah, tell everybody else.
Don't quit because you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Mickey's
what?
Don't quit.
No, I get what you mean. It's people who get so...
I mean, you had to have made, like, a really big mistake that you just thought that you were not going to have a job after.
No, what that is people will tell their boss. This is people that go up and they get caught with it or they admit it. They get so upset about the response that they don't remember that that was one moment in their entire cycle of work.
Oh, boy.
Either that or they're paranoid and they think that their boss is never going to forget about that one yep. mistake, and it's going to haunt you for the rest of your career, and I just need to quit and go somewhere where this mistake didn't happen. That could be, too.
Again, has to be a really big mistake. Well, maybe not. People really dwell on things.
Because I'll admit, I've felt that before. If I screw something up and I admit to it or whatever, for a while after that, I'm always thinking, well, I got to make sure I do double good now to make up for that other screw-up.
That's what I when I moved down to Dallas. Like, it was a few days in, and I didn't really know everything yet.
Sure.
And I screwed something up. I swear, for like 3 days, the manager came up to me and goes, dude, you're good.
Yeah, let
you're
it go.
You're good.
Yeah, see?
But it's because a lot of people, when you have that, like, perfectionist, like, I can't do this wrong.
Yeah.
You think every mistake is a landslide.
Here's this another one. True. Don't tell your supervisor in a panic.
Ah! Oh my god! What?
I have had one too many people do that to me.
Run up to you in a panic because
oh my, and over the dumbest stuff. It's just like that panicky, like, and I get like they care about what they do, but there's like it's like just stop and think for a minute because I'm just not listening to you right now.
Mickey, oh my god! I accidentally put regular calf in the decaf pot!
No, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
I want that scream forever.
You have it.
Oh, I do now.
It's in the audio.
Oh, my God.
Don't make a less than Oscar-worthy apology.
Don't make... Wait.
Okay. This needs to be the most genuine and heartfelt apology of a lifetime. Take responsibility. Use words like, I really screwed this up. I'm sorry. In fact, the more concerned you seem, the less likely your boss is to feel like she needs to impress the severity on you. After all, if you proactively show you understand the weight of the matter, there's no need for her to underscore it.
Well, I think you need to find a middle ground, because if you sound too dramatic...
Yeah, it could be come off as disingenuous.
Yeah, and if you do that every time, they're going to be like, okay, stop.
Yeah.
That's like the freaking out thing. We just mm-hmm. talked about don't freak out. That's being overdramatic. Just say, I'm really sorry. Yeah. That's it.
What light beyond thy window breaks? 'Twas my mistake. Oscar-worthy performance.
No more when I make this mistake. To live, to die, no more.
I knew him well. Mercutio or whatever the frick. I don't know that.
I feel like Horatio. That would just be an automatic out. Get out of my office now.
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
That next time you screw up, that's how you have to
So tomorrow morning.
Yeah, there you go.
First hour.
Just come in and have it all written out in iambic pentameter in Shakespearean English. The King's English. Okay, don't beat yourself up. That kind of ties back into the other one, right?
Yeah, that seems to be a little redundant on the list.
Derry Eichenberg, career expert and author, said, "Don't beat yourself up over this. The most productive career environments expect and plan on mistakes. It's a natural part of growing and learning. That said, some cultures aren't as evolved yet and may make you feel like a mistake is bad." A mistake is bad. Let's just put that out there. That's why it's a mistake. But if you have genuinely done the best that you could at the time with the knowledge you had at the time, mark it as a reminder that you're human. Move on, no matter how anyone makes you feel. That's the thing. Mistakes are, by their very definition, mistakes. It doesn't mean it's the end of the world, though.
It also depends on the learning curve of your job. Like, if you've been doing this, and depending on the severity, I guess it's all...
Perfect example, okay? My boss... at the job that I just started. He came up to me today. He's like, you know, how you doing? I was like, oh, you know, kind of overwhelmed. It's a lot of new stuff, new systems, new language and everything else. He said, look, if you make a mistake, nobody's dying on the operating table. He said, we can fix it. We can correct anything.
Sure.
It's not a big deal. He goes, just, you know, if you've got questions, just ask them. He goes, but as long as you keep an open mind, he goes, you're going to do fine. So I'm like, oh, okay. You know,
I've always heard that example. No one's dying on the operating table. No one's going to die because of your mistake. I feel really bad for doctors.
And surgeons,
oh,
yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Because there is no mistakes. There is mistakes, and that's death.
Yeah. Yeah. Oops, I accidentally clipped the artery instead of the tendon or whatever it was, and now they're filling with blood.
What do they tell doctors that start freaking out? Like, well, no one's going to...
Yeah. Well, no one's dying on the... Oh... Well,
maybe they go like
no one's getting sick. Oh, well,
maybe they go back to like simpler jobs. They're like, well, no one's messing up the pain. they go backwards.
At least you didn't paint the room the wrong color. Wink.
Da 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 da. Now, wow.
Now clean up all this blood.
Yeah, and tell the unfortunate family.
And wash your sutures. So there's some tips for you. Things not to do when you make a mistake at work.
But you may have made the biggest mistake of all.
Listening to this show?
No, around your boss.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Everybody sit down, please. It's story time. Story time.
Well, when two people love each other very much, they decide
Wrong story.
Oh.
Wrong story. Oh. Wrong story. Oh. Wrong.
Okay.
No.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get into one of these two stories. We've got one cringeworthy, one crack-up-worthy. Which one do y'alls want first?
I'm always go for the cringeworthy first, because then we have something to cleanse the palate.
Okay. Mickey, you down for that?
I think we should go the other way.
You want to go the other way?
Yeah, let's go the other way.
You want to crack up first? Because cringe can make you laugh, too, admittedly. So, all right.
All right.
Let's reverse it.
Let's get into this story.
Mickey's throwing things in reverse. We're going to do this backwards.
There we go.
Girl, I want you to know that you can hit me on my face.
This story.
Yeah, I don't even know about this story. Lazy E refused to share the information with me. I'm flying blind into this.
I want you guys to have the reaction the listener will have on this one.
Okay.
All right. This story.
You don't get to react, though.
Well, I did when I first read it.
Okay.
So I'll tell you after it's over what my reaction was.
All right.
Well, this story started with 45-year-old Nicole Nordman of Dallas, Texas, okay? She posted something on Facebook. It went viral.
Okay.
Now, the gist of this is that she saw a couple watching their kid on FaceTime. Why would that get viral, right?
Sure.
Okay. So here's her post that was on Facebook. Sitting in the airport restaurant, listening to a young couple FaceTime with their baby and his grandparents. They were babysitting them. It's so adorable, and they are obviously having serious separation anxiety on their trip. They're cooing and gushing and exclaiming, "Well, look at you, big boy. So big, so handsome. Are you being so good for Nana?" The typical grandma. I mean, I'm sure you guys had that happen.
Yeah,
you
know. Did that way too well.
I did it in the beginning of the show, too.
He talks to his cats like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Then 1 million questions from Nana from the parents about how the feeding and, well, gross pooping is going. Why parents are asking about the pooping, I think that's, you know, it's happening, you know. And a reminder about the favorite blankets and toys to make sure the grandma and grandpa are not going senile or just throwing them in the garbage. So far...
And remember, don't put the baby in the washing machine.
But Crisco, so far, nothing...
That
would go viral, right?
Not yet.
So you're wondering, why is this going... Well, let's continue. They ask to say goodbye to the baby one last time, and they nearly collapse with joy when he's back on the screen. They go, "Mommy and Daddy love you! You are the best boy! We're coming home soon!" And now we go back to the girl she's saying that posted this. She goes, "I'm literally crying into my latte because..." What a pretentious... Anyways. "Crying into my latte because it's so precious, and I turn around to try and get a sneak peek at the baby on their FaceTime video. It was a yellow lab." It was a dog.
It's not really cringeworthy.
That was the crack up. We went there first. You want to hear that first.
Look how
dummy.
Handsome he is. Oh,
is are you, where we're going.
Did that's you what make, you said.
Did you make a big poop
I
in the
forgot.
Yard? You ruined it. You
I did.
You derailed the show. Way
yeah,
to go.
Come on. You literally asked, "I want to crack up first. Why isn't that cringeworthy?" My God.
It's kind of cringeworthy. I mean, you know.
Yeah, in my mind, that's kind of cringeworthy, but...
Can you imagine being with Murderer in an airport? Like,
that would
looking,
not happen.
Looking at
no.
Otto on FaceTime going, no. "Who's a good boy? Did you poop in the yard today?"
She's going to... Oh, you know Murderer's going to do that.
He's going
when
to
When your
now.
Mom's going to take care of the dogs or something?
We have a dog sitter.
When your dog's... Does it matter?
It does.
You just have to be
because
wrong.
Then I have to pay extra, and no, that's not going to happen.
Well, but that wasn't cringeworthy.
What is the cringeworthy story? Let's get into the cringe.
It's with our favorite person ever.
I don't want to see him kissing goblins.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
I love everything Alex Jones right now with him, that ongoing custody battle for his kids where he's just been saying the most insane stuff in the court proceedings.
Well, yeah, we talked about it, what was it, 2 weeks ago or
last
something?
Week,
like, last
think it
week,
was. Okay. Yeah, go to podcast.freakaccident.com and listen to what we had to say.
Well, and like you said, he says some crazy, crazy stuff. I mean, you've heard aliens, mind control.
Lizard people.
The Illuminati.
Chemtrails.
Well, this is worse than all of them.
Hitler did 9/11.
This is worse.
Did the National Dog Show.
Every single thing you said... This is worse.
Okay.
This will make you cringe more than any of those stories going, this guy is nuts.
Cringe me.
So he was going a little crazy on his rants on InfoWars, obviously. So it was InfoWars. And
he's still allowed to be on the air while that court case is happening?
It was on a YouTube video, so I don't know if he's doing this podcast-wise or whatever it is. So he starts talking about these milestones that you're supposed to hit. And all, like, it's part of our... passage into life, doing it in a crazy way, like by time you're 16 you should be doing this, and by time you should be having kids, and by time you're 40 you should be doing this. And he said that now 40 year olds are acting like 16 year olds and everything. So of course he had to get a little braggy on it, and this is what he said.
"When I was 16, I didn't want to party anymore. I didn't want to play games anymore. I grew up. I'd already been in the fights, all the big rituals. I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative. I'd had over 150 women. I'd already..."
First off, gross.
By
okay.
the time he was 16?
Yeah, that's gross. This isn't old-time radio anymore. We could see what you look like. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Anyways, he continues.
"Been in fights with full-grown men. I was already dating college girls by the time I was 15 years old. I was already a man."
Now you're a man!
A man. A man. A man.
Yeah! You're a
That is the most outrageous conspiracy he's ever peddled on his in his network.
A man.
Like, that is 150.
By the time he was 16, he had been with 150 women. That's almost as outrageous. Do you remember when Wilt Chamberlain claimed to have been with 20,000 women?
I believe that because he was famous and that was over the course of a career.
That's like 1.4 women a day. I just like to picture him being with a full woman and then 0.4
percent. Just like the leg.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I like to picture anyway. But yeah, that is an absolutely outrageous claim, especially for him.
Like, why would you... If five... Okay, maybe we could push that, but 150, and that's being conservative?
Yeah.
The only thing conservative about him is his, I guess, his talk show.
Is this his first divorce?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
We should find that out.
I try to keep Alex Jones as far away from my consciousness as possible most of the time.
If this was his first, I mean, that woman deserves a Medal of Honor.
Uh-huh.
And the kids... They deserve a lot of therapy.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Alex Jones, let's see.
Oh, man. We're doing investigation on the spot. You know why?
A man.
That's what he is.
Jones has three children with ex-wife Kelly Jones. The couple divorced in 2015. And 2017, Kelly sought sole...
So
just one. He's only been married once.
God bless her. God bless her.
What were you thinking?
Look at his face.
Look at the way his jarls move around when he talks.
I mean, people make songs about
him. I don't want to see him kissing goblins.
Or his wife.
Appreciating goblins.
Vicky, you liked that, didn't you? That is cringeworthy. Alex Jones, go away. Why can't the lizard people kill him?
Because of the Illuminati.
Right. Chemtrails and thermite paint.
Yes.
All right. Up next on the show, you ready to finish some lyrics?
Let's do it.
I can't wait. It's on a freak accident.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/a freak accident podcast.
Live from a freak accident studios, it's everybody's favorite game show. Finish the lyrics. And now your host, Lazy
Mickey.
Jump! I finished the lyric. I win. Yeah.
It's the game where there's lyrics to be figured out and only knowledge to gain. Welcome back to Finish the Lyric. And let's get right into things with today's contestants. If you told her the director of the Silence of the Lambs movie died today, well, she'd say, what's a movie? It's Mickey! How you doing?
You would be correct.
Yeah, because you don't see anything.
Did the director of Silence of the Lambs die today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Do you know what's going to die? You're talking out of place. That has to go away. All right. Now, if you haven't heard, a giant rabbit was found dead on a United Airlines flight, and it's probably because this guy killed it. It's Crisco!
I was hungry!
It was found dead.
It's rabbit season!
Shh. You had your turn.
All right.
This isn't a courtroom, all right? Okay. This guy...
I'm a baron!
What'd they say? Shh. Okay, you'll have your turn.
I love chili!
Really getting aggravated, all right? This game, it's easy for all ages. We play you a song, and all you have to do is finish the next lyrics. Now, before I tell you today's theme, do you want to know what you could win?
Sure.
Tacos.
No.
Oh.
Now, do you want to know the real prize?
No.
Now I want tacos.
It's this pen! Yes, this pen. It's not an ordinary pen. It was once used by the ultra-famous... me. Yes, that is the clicking of the pen. All right, pen. You're talking out of turn. Pen! Seriously. My God. All right. So today's edition of Finish the Lyric will focus on famous one-hit wonders.
Ooh.
We flipped Donald Trump's tax plan in the air, and now we're broke. So let's start with Crisco.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
Donald Trump doesn't pay taxes.
It's his tax plan. We never said he's going to follow it. Okay, anyways. Crisco, you're not really into country, but you know this song. It's a one-hit wonder from Billy Ray Cyrus. Let's go.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think you understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
Have no idea what the words are.
Oh, man. Mickey, can you finish the lyric?
Probably not.
Do you want me to hit it again?
Yeah.
Try? All
right. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think you'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
Boom. Finish the lyric.
Nope.
Here it is.
He might blow up and kill this man.
Think about this for a second. He had this song. Eventually, Butterfly Effect led to Miley Cyrus twerking on that weirdo at the Video Music Awards.
And you know who's listening to this right now? Dale Earnhardt.
Who? Wait, who?
Dale Earnhardt Jr., his fans, because he retired, or is announcing his retirement after this season. There's your little piece of NASCAR knowledge for you.
NASCAR news in the middle of finished lyric.
Yeah, the talking in the middle of me talking is what you don't want to do.
Stop hitting things.
It's going to be your face soon. It's going to be your face. Now let's go to Mickey.
Oh,
Mickey,
boy.
This song you have to get right. You absolutely have to get this right.
Did she write this one?
I feel like this is a song that's been blocked out of my mind.
Oh, no. Well,
yep,
it's
going to
come back
has.
In. Can you finish the lyric, too?
I hate you.
Mickey.
Yeah, I hate you.
Can you finish the lyric?
Take me by the heart or I'll take you by the hand.
Oh, you were so close.
Nah, whatever.
Crisco.
I have no idea.
Whatever.
When you take me by the
hand. It's guys like you, Mickey.
Because you're a dude.
Yep.
New Mickey. All right, both of you suck.
Hey, Mickey.
No.
Crisco.
Yeah.
Both of you. Pretty soon you're going to be hearing Slice on your neck because it's going to stop soon. All right. Crisco. Starting to get red. All right. Crisco, you gave the inspiration for this one.
All right.
Because I believe it was the last time we played, you brought up this song.
Did I?
Yeah. I'm choking. This game is getting to me already. It's killing me. It's literally killing me. Okay. Because it's the Baja Men.
All right.
Finish the lyric. Let the dogs out.
When the party was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey, yippee-yi-yo.
And everybody having a ball.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
Finish the lyric.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yeah!
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm a man. Well, you let the dogs out and you got it right. Congratulations.
All right.
You know why Porky Pig came in there?
Why?
Because it needed to end. It really needed to end.
Their career ended like 5 minutes after that song charted.
Your talking needed to end about 5 minutes ago. Okay. All right. Keep my eye on you. Just go! Stop.
Blazer Mickey!
Mickey!
I'm still here.
You look like you're from the 1950s, so you should remember this song. It's Rockin' Robin.
He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a
my banana singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street.
Come on, finish the lyric.
They do something, go tweet, tweet, tweet.
It's not generally finish the lyric, it's finish the lyric.
Something, something, something else.
Okay, Crisco.
I have no idea.
Oh, well. Screwing up already, here we go.
Love to hear the Robin go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Rockin' Robin.
Tweet,
tweet, tweet.
Rockin' Robin.
So... this game is going great, and this awful display of answermanship is brought to you by sunglasses. Don't let the sun win this time, and beat the odds with sunglasses. Keep your eyes fresh. Crisco,
yeah.
You ready for another finish the lyric song, one hit wonder?
I'm gonna give it the old college try. In other words, I'm gonna drink it and pass out.
It's one of the easiest bands to spell. OMC. How bizarre.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Shut up.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. It's making me crazy. It's making me crazy. Every time I look around, every time I look around, every time I look around,
every time I look around,
every time I look around, it's in my face.
Just gonna note it got real creepy in here.
Yeah.
You need to stop dancing too. Your body is just as bad as your mouth.
My hips don't lie.
No, I'm not lying. I'm going to strangle you if you keep talking.
The gyration.
Rabbit! Okay. Mickey?
Oh, this isn't over yet?
Mickey, no. You're next on Finish the Lyric. Okay. Mickey, it's One Hit Wonders. I want you to do me a favor. Count for me. Just count from one.
Why from one?
Just do it.
One, two... three,
wait, what normal?
Four.
What number do you normally start counting from?
I was going to be a jerk and count down from five.
You know
five.
What? I'm going to let Crisco talk for a second because that's a valid point. Well, let's start counting. 101.
Yeah,
99. Yeah. Okay, Mickey, start counting.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, yeah.
All good. Let me jump in. Please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side.
Finish the lyric with the other girls.
Wait a minute, I didn't... where were we?
Here we go again.
All good, let me jump in. Please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side.
Nah, I don't remember the name of the girl.
Crisco!
Yeah.
Do you need me to play it again?
Go for it.
All right.
All good, let me jump in. Please sing in the trumpet.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see.
A little bit of Rita's
all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Da, 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 da. It's over.
All
right. You got it right. You've got it right.
This
it's
isn't
over.
Last week's episode. We're into a new game.
Yeah. What?
Songs that he secretly likes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. That's not a guilty pleasure. I have no shame
you know
in that whatsoever.
You know what's a guilty pleasure of mine? When
silence?
You guys stop talking.
His favorite song is The Sound of Silence.
When my mouth moves, your mouth shuts. Remember that. Okay? Did you just burp?
Yes.
Did you just burp on my show?
No.
Damn it! So red in the
sorry.
Face.
Sorry.
Damn it, Dave! This episode also brought to you by Tums.
Tum-ta-tum-tum-tum.
Okay, final one, thank God, because it's almost over.
I thought it was over.
Crisco.
Yeah.
When you don't want to take a shower and relax, what would you bathe in? What do you call it? It's a bath what?
Bubble bath?
No, what would you call it? A bath?
Just play the song.
No, it's a bathtub. And if you fell in the tub, you'd be tub thumping.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. Ain't never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
This is a lie away. This is a lie away.
It's a whiskey drink, and it's something.
This is something else.
Salad drink.
He drinks a salad drink?
Salad drink. I don't know those words. I just
drink. Well, that's the whole point.
I know the part that everybody sings.
Well, you apparently don't know your alcohol that well.
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a sour drink.
Is that?
I'm pretty sure.
Is that? All right, let's see.
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink.
Damn it.
That was the next one. Let's sing it out. Let's sing it out.
Oh, Danny boy. Boy,
if you're listening, sing loud!
I get knocked down, but I get up again. Ain't never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Ain't never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
All right, that's it. That's it. It's over. Okay. Okay, Chumbawamba, you need to chickity chick out of here. Well, the winner of this game, it's pretty obvious. I mean, we saw who answered the questions right. And it doesn't go by that. It goes by how many you got wrong. The winner is, of course, Mickey!
Yeah, Mickey!
Yeah. 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 Right. That's all, folks.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
I'm offended, cause you own a gun. I'm offended, cause you ain't no fun. I'm offended by intelligent design. I'm offended by the way you drive. I'm offended by your race. I'm
Everybody offended. Gets offended so easily anymore.
I'm offended
by your race. I'm offended. Was this song a collaboration by everyone in the world?
Pretty much. You know what it is? It's the participation trophy world now. You can't say the wrong thing or else they don't feel as important and they feel like,
yeah.
And everybody wants to get a lawsuit.
Yeah.
This is why I live in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
No, she's serious. She lives in a cardboard box. Yeah. If you could send money her way, that would be fantastic. Mickey@afreakaccent.com. Send it that way. We'll start a GoFundMe soon, maybe like in 3 days or something. I don't know.
What do you think she's got that one going for Keystone Ramp Works?
Yeah, that's for her house. Yeah. That's where she's going to be living, under a ramp.
She's got to, you know, be able to afford to buy groceries if she's going to open the skate park.
Yeah, it's called Beans, Bumps, and My Bugalow. This is so stupid. I don't know how we get off.
I don't know either. Anyway, what is this story? Somebody's offended over a hair product now?
So what this is, it's called Shea Moisture. Okay?
Yeah, I know the product.
Okay, they had this commercial, and I think the best way to do it is play the commercial so you can kind of go in it unbiased.
Because you're worth it.
No.
That's not
maybe,
them.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe she's born with it.
No.
One is that?
I don't know.
Come on. You're the girl.
Mickey doesn't wash her hair.
Yeah, it's been like, well, it's almost the 2-year anniversary. You can do it. Anyways. Here's the commercial. Now, it starts out with this African-American girl. She has this really thick, you know, really built-up hair.
Like a fro?
And not really, but you can tell that's what it was like in her childhood.
Just like the big
well,
hair.
Well, it was fluffy.
Okay.
And curly. But you could tell when she was younger, it was probably a pain. And she told the story in the beginning of this commercial.
People would like throw stuff in my hair, and then I'd just be walking and there'd be like little paper balls in my hair. I hated it because it's like, oh, I have this and people make fun of me for it.
Okay, she did that part. Okay, now it goes on to these two white girls. They start talking about, you know, their hair.
It was lots of days staring in the mirror like, I don't know what to do with it.
I just didn't feel like I was supposed to be a redhead. I dyed my hair blonde for 7 years of my life, platinum blonde.
I didn't really embrace my natural hair. But then, you know, as I got older, I learned how to do it and I learned how to love it.
Okay, so that was the full commercial. So I'm sure, Mickey, what's wrong with that?
What was the product?
It's for the Shea Moisture. That's enough mentions of those. It's for a hair product.
Yeah.
But
it's,
they didn't mention
send
it.
Send us no, no, a
they
check.
Do, they do at the end. Oh, I just okay. ended the commercial. We didn't need to hear the gotcha. End of the commercial.
Okay. Send us a check courtesy of A Freak Accident yeah. at 123 A Freak Accident Street.
So that was the bulk of what people are getting offended about. Now, can you guess why they're offended, Mickey? Oh. Is there anything in there that would make you think offended?
Because people were picking on people at some point in their life?
Well, that's that goes along
with it. I don't know how these people think.
Crisco, can you find something offensive in this?
No. But, I mean, if I wanted to try and guess, if I'm putting myself in the brain of these people who would be angry about this, maybe they're saying, okay, the black girl was mocked for her hair. Meanwhile, the white girl, her problem was she couldn't figure out what to do with it. So one person had an actual bullying plight, and the other person was just incredibly vain.
You were pretty much close with it. What people are coming out and saying is, how dare white girls try to compare their problems with what that with an African-American has to deal with their hair?
They didn't even know she was in the other part of the commercial!
Not only that,
who cares?
Do you think Shea Moisture went, yep, political time?
Yeah. Let's really stick it to black people with our spot.
Not only that, the girl's black. She did the commercial. She knew what it was about.
She's probably okay with it.
Yeah, she got paid for it. It's not like the other girls got paid and she didn't. It's going uproar over this. I think they had to pull the ad for a little bit, or if they didn't pull it all together.
Everybody really needs to loosen up.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, come on, guys. We did not have these problems in the 90s. We really
did. Maybe we did, and we were just too young to even care.
Who cares? Nobody gave a crap. The 90s were such a simpler time. Well, we had Family Matters on TV. It didn't matter.
Well, the LA riots would tell you differently.
Well, there was that, too, you know, yeah.
That kind of ruined things, so, yeah.
I don't know.
No, but there's so many instances where people do this. Like bring it up. Like.
There was something I was reading earlier today for the whole business thing, focusing on people who focus on problems don't move forward. People that are moving forward don't focus on problems.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. And
that's it.
But there's so many instances of this where they try to nitpick at things. Let's find the worst thing in there. Let's find any way possible we could conscrew this into something.
What kind of life must those people live? Like, where you're just constantly looking for reasons to be upset?
Miserable.
Right? That's miserable. Gotta be so sad.
You are a factory of sadness!
For real, though.
They are a factory of sadness. Just to continue, like you said, continually just want to be upset at everything.
I see that happen like in movie trailers or in casting announcements. People will complain, oh, why wasn't this person black? Or if they are black, why weren't they Latino? Or if they're Latino, why weren't they Asian? Or if there's a movie thing, oh, why did they do this? Why is that like that? Why isn't that character getting more screen time? It's like, do you literally just go into watching a movie trailer with the idea that I'm going to be angry? Let's see what I can be angry about.
Probably.
Well, let's not even just say it's a race thing. I saw this one guy post on Facebook. He goes, I got my brand new, I don't know, Ford F-150, whatever car it was.
I'm so sorry.
But he goes, he said something along the lines of, but, you know, it just stinks because I really wanted to get that Corvette. Can't you just be happy? Can't you just be happy for what you got?
I mean, but he had a choice. If he wanted the Corvette, get the Corvette.
I think it was a pricing thing. I don't know if those were the exact cars. I don't know cars that well. So, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, anything good could happen, and it's a bad.
Yeah.
And there's so many people like that.
Everybody just wants to hate everything. I don't get it. I don't know where that's coming from.
We dealt with that before.
That's why we try to be upbeat on this show.
Yeah, to an extent. We try. We try hard.
Speaking of upbeat, or beat down.
Oh, no.
No, I'm saying, ladies, if you want to beat your man down over something, we're going to give him an excuse to get out of it. Sorry, it's up next on A Freak Accident.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Stand accused
song that a guy sings every time.
Yeah. Ladies, you often get mad at your guy for things you assume he's thinking.
Or doing,
yeah. But a lot of times, it's not our... It's not our fault because you infer things that may not necessarily be true.
We're talking to you, Mickey.
I'm sure...
I see this.
To be completely honest with you, I'm sure Mickey probably doesn't... Knowing Mickey, she doesn't have this problem. You probably don't do this with Murderer.
No.
Probably not. It depends, though.
You may have done it maybe when you were a little...
Younger.
New to dating, but...
Well, the article is 10 surprising things that men actually never think about.
Boobs.
No.
We definitely... That
always.
90% of my day.
All.
So, one is he never thinks about copying your way of doing things. So, in other
Why
words... Like,
would that even be a... What?
No,
what?
No. Put it this way, Mickey. When they girls say, well, no, this is my way of doing things. Okay, you know, I want you to do it this way. Like, clean the house this way. I want you to...
arrange...
Yeah, why would you think that somebody else would do it your way?
When you live in the same place?
No!
I told her she wasn't going to have problems with this.
But it happens. A lot.
Okay. Let's see. The second one was what you need if you don't tell him. If you'd like a 40th birthday party but haven't mentioned that to him, don't assume he's planning a secret bash. In other words, like, if you're not asking him for something, don't assume that he can read your mind and go do it.
I feel my IQ slowly dropping.
You know what? You know, almost...
These are problems that a lot of relationships go through, though.
I know.
Almost every guy listening right now, if we ask them, hey... Has your girl or ex ever assumed you knew something and you got in trouble for it?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Everyone.
If you want a big party, tell him. Yeah. He'll probably put it together, but
or
don't
at
assume.
At least tell a friend to tell him if you don't want to directly tell him. Tell one of his other friends.
Yeah, you got it. You got to be direct with somebody.
Yeah, just assuming he knows exactly what you want, and if he doesn't do it, then it's his fault. That seems kind of harsh.
Nobody's a mind reader.
Or my favorite, well, you knew I didn't want you to go there. Then tell me you didn't want me to go there.
Okay, he's not secretly plotting ways to avoid talking to you.
Oh, that is a lot of...
You just want to do that because you don't want to talk to me. You just want to play video games because you don't want to talk to me.
One I dealt with my ex... You're staying at work late to avoid me.
Yeah.
I was, but...
No, I'm staying at work late because I'm the only person still working here!
Well, this was my ex. There were still some people.
Oh, okay.
Some.
Now you're the only person still working.
Yeah.
He's not thinking about your physical flaws.
So when a girl says, well, I don't want to go in a bathing suit in front of you because I'm fat. And you're going to think I'm fat.
Right.
And stuff like that.
I really don't get women. I'm sorry. This is just not...
This is what I mean. I knew Mickey was not going to have anything to do with any of
these. These are conversations the girls have brought to me, and I look at them with the same blank stare, and
they... What do you mean?
The point is, you look in the mirror, you might see 5 extra pounds, you might see crow's feet, you might notice stretch marks. He doesn't care. He doesn't notice those things. I never have.
Oh, neither
have I. I've never drawn unnecessary attention to imperfections on another person.
Proofreader... will always say to me, oh, I think I gained too much weight or something like that. I go, I am attracted to you.
Yeah.
That's it. And not that she annoys me with it, but it's something girls deal with a lot. And do you know what?
Stop accusing me of thinking you're not attractive.
Flip it around, guys.
Right? That's the point, though.
Flip it around, guys do the same thing, especially when we're single.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be like, oh, I'm ugly. And, oh, they're going
to... Nobody wants me.
Yeah. Guys are the worst when they're single.
He's not thinking about your last argument. He's not thinking about his ex.
Yep. That is something my ex accused me of. My friend Beth, we dated years ago, and she told me that. She was like, oh, you just want to date her again. Oh, that's what you're doing. That's why you're hanging out with her. And I'm like, no, we don't think that way about each other anymore.
He's not fretting because you spend a lot of time with your friends. He's not getting bent out of shape about it.
Oh, so the girl who says... Oh my God, I'm hanging out with my friends too much. I'm having too many girls' nights.
Yeah.
And I think he's getting mad at me.
Well, that could technically be going on.
I mean, it could be, but...
Because there's definitely the the group of girls that I know that are out all the time, like literally 7 days a week with everybody but their partner.
Right.
And I'm like, so when do you actually spend time with this other person? Because you're at work and going out and they're nowhere to be found. And then they go through a breakup and it's like, I don't understand why you left me.
Fair enough. But like, in a reasonable scenario.
Right.
Yeah. He's not going to mind, oh no, I'm going to go out with my girlfriends. You're going to be mad.
Please leave the house.
Honestly,
leave me to my video games.
I'll sit and play Call of Duty. It'll be fine.
Do you know what? This is a good question to throw out to the guys listening. Does your girl assume things with you, or do you think she thinks you think something else? You can email us, freaks@freakaccident.com.
Okay. You see a pile of dirty dishes and children who need a bath. He sees no reason not to watch TV.
Yeah, that's totally flipped in our house.
You mean he cleans all the time and you're just like,
yep.
I'd rather paint.
Yep.
I'm going to make things more dirty. With my
dirty.
With my easel and brush.
Yes, I irritate the crap out of him. It's fine.
He's not just thinking about himself when things are intimate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, that is something girls
you
claim
just
want to
hit. You just want to hit it and quit it. No, that's actually not my goal here.
No.
My goal is to make sure you have a good time. Imagine that.
Well, that's the thing. When you're in a relationship, it's not like it's a one-night stand.
Right.
Our insecurities, guys, if we don't do good there, how long is the girl going to stay?
Right, yeah.
Honestly, that's a serious question.
We set high standards for ourselves. We honestly do.
We fail a lot.
All
100%.
Constantly. It's never not a failure.
Mickey,
we feel really bad about it. Just trust us on that.
No, that I know.
Quickly, Mickey, you know, would you leave a guy if that wasn't good?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, you would.
No, I don't think I would, though.
Wow.
I don't know, though.
Poor Mutter.
Well, what I'm gathering from that is she's obviously never been in that situation, so she's never had to think about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Go murd.
Or she has low standards.
So those are some things, again, kind of going with the last segment. Relax, everybody. Yes. Just seriously chill out and enjoy. Just enjoy things. Be happy.
With life.
I'm saying that.
I know.
I'm saying just.
That should tell a lot.
Loosen up and be happy. Yeah. Seriously. Things will get better. Mm-hmm. Like this podcast. Like when we come back next week and do more show, we will be talking about.
Oh, so
do
much
more
stuff.
Yeah.
So much.
Gross things everybody does when no one else is looking.
Oh, it's going to be our list.
I do them whether people are looking or not because I have no shame and I don't care.
Well, you'll hear a listener if then you do the same.
We are also going to try to predict the future. If you think you know what's going to happen within the next month or you want to take a shot in the dark on some newsworthy event that's going to happen, freaks@freakaccident.com. And we'll have some other fun and games to do on the show well. So come back next week. That wraps up this week's episode. Don't forget to head to our website, freakaccident.com. Click connect on the menu bar to find all of our social media links. Click podcast to find all of the shows that we've ever done. Subscribe on iTunes. We'll get automatically delivered to you each week. Leave us a good review to help us climb higher in the charts. You can also find us on Google Play Music or wherever podcasts are downloaded. Again, the email is freaks@freakaccident.com. We would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in this time. We'll be back again soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are given
until there's a freak accident.
I was already a man.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.